Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
It's time for Jamaica Made. Time to explore the unusual designs of Gabriel Clark, owner of Quaint by GSC.
To be young, gifted, and black.
The day I visited Gabrielle Clark at her workshop, I was soaked from the rain, breathless, and temporarily visionless from foggy glasses. Clearly, an unhappy journalist. But after stepping into the cozy workspace where Clark brings her handmade quaint pieces to life, it was as if I'd walked out of some old black and white movie into the roaring technicolor of Wakanda or Lagos. The 22-year-old's rainbow tone, African print, and warm metallic handbags all seemed to glitter in the midst of dull machinery and nondescript bags of cloth. With a focused gaze, Gabrielle outlines how, at first, her plan was to become a dentist.
So first I started out in biochemistry at UA, and then I transferred to dentistry. When I was about to start dentistry, I wanted a fresh-looking backpack, a brand-new backpack, but I wasn't the most cashy person, neither were my parents, and they wouldn't buy me a bag anyway. So I just said, I might just make my own bag. So I looked for some videos on YouTube, and I bought myself some fabric, and I just made myself a bag for school.
The Alpha and St. George's College sixth form graduate says it was her father's entrepreneurial spirit that inspired her to start her own business. It began with making her own clothes in university. Bag making came later. And as for the name, Quaint by GSC,
I wanted something that would represent unusual, but I didn't want to use the word unusual or call it Gabby's design, so I searched for synonyms, and Quaint was the most outstanding name. It really started out from me making stuff for myself, because I made a backpack for myself that people really loved, and they expressed their interest in it. And I just eventually added bags to the line as well, because that was something I was also making for myself.
With golden locks pulled back in a low ponytail and a single beam of light hitting one side of her face, it's clear to me that Gabrielle has always been a bit of a rebel. Despite the limited light, her passion for her chosen profession is as clear as day. Passion her parents still don't quite understand.
Well, my mother was very judgmental towards the situation because she's a 9-to-5 worker. So when I decided that I wanted to come out of dental school to do fashion designing, my mother was very upset, and so was my father. My mother was actually like, why would you leave dental school to come and do fashion designing? And my father, no, I think I was perhaps the first person to really go to college from that side of the family. So he was pretty disappointed, and he was like, you need to stay in school.
Gabrielle describes herself as Afrocentric, which is expressed through the African prints and patterns that dominate her designs. She now makes an array of totes, purses, clutches, hats, crossbody bags, fanny packs, and backpacks. She also makes swimsuits, jumpsuits, shirts, and other pieces. Right now, her bags are mostly made of leatherette, denim, and canvas, but she plans to start incorporating leather very soon. By sourcing her material from other local businesses and creating jobs for others, Gabrielle takes pride in knowing she's helping to build the domestic economy and contributing to nation building. With no formal training in bag making, Gabrielle proudly tells us how she's honed her craft mainly through trial and error. Over the past 3 years of doing business, Gabrielle has found that she has a special love for bag making, having serviced quaint customers all over the country and the world.
I've actually shipped to France before, I've shipped to California, I've shipped to New York, to Florida, to New Jersey, I've shipped to Canada, London, I've shipped to many places. I've actually shipped to Poland before, so I think it's going pretty well. And as I said, yes, it's a cascading effect, and I hope to reach out to a more international audience.
Gabrielle's goal is to continue expanding her business, learning more, and strengthening the quality of her products. To learn more about Gabrielle Clark and Quaint by GSC, visit Quaint by GSC on Instagram. That's QuaintByGSC. Thanks for listening to Jamaica Made. I'm Twyla Whelan. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.